It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
When I go into my bathroom and I open up the cabinets or the drawers, I have so many different beauty products, and sometimes I get a little flustered of where to begin and should I keep these and what is going on. So David, thank goodness you're going to help us talk about the right order for using skincare products, and maybe I can make my bathroom much more manageable. My husband would be very happy about that, let me tell you.
You know, it's not just about cleaning up your bathroom. It's about the effectiveness of it, because you spend a lot of money to have healthy skin. We all spend money to eat well, to dress well. But when we spend it on our products, we want to get the most out of it. And a lot of people don't know how to use the products correctly. And if you use them in the wrong order, you're minimizing those benefits of it. So that's what I want to discuss today, is the proper way to use some of them. You mentioned having your bathroom full. You know, start taking a look at products that are old, you know, that you've had, I'm going to say, over 6 months. Get rid of them. They're growing bacteria, the water's evaporated, the product formulation has changed, so get rid of it. So stay with your fresh products, and so that's one of the key things you want to do to help clean up your bathroom first.
Well, I have to say, now that I got your Pure Attitude line, which I absolutely love, that's like prominent on the shelf. I think I'm just lazy. I just need to get rid of all the other stuff.
Well, you should. One is, it's going to look nice on the counter. Number two is the formulation, the way it is. It's using state-of-the-art technology, and truly, it's just a few simple steps, does everything you need, and that's what we're going to talk about. There's so many products on the market. The one trick cosmetic companies like to do is put different benefits into different products. You have to buy so many, and that's a waste of money and a waste of time.
Well, I have to say that you've got my husband, who's been washing his hair with a bar of soap for as long as I can remember, to try your Pure Attitude products for men, and he is absolutely smitten. He loves them. I mean, he got excited, okay? He was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is great. And it's finally, to get that bar of soap out of his hair was a wonderful thing. So thank you. So everyone out there, tell your men, because it's great stuff.
Well, a lot of guys are lazy and will often use a bar of soap and think it can do their hair and body. We're all about, I guess, the easy way out of a lot of things. You women notice that with our chore list. But anyway, so he's found a product that's working well, so that's awesome. But let's talk about what's on your bathroom shelf, and I don't mean you, Lisa, and calling you out on all those products, but get rid of a lot of the extras and focus in on the core of what you need for healthy skin. And you have a different regimen in the morning than you do at night. They're very similar, but let's start with the basics. In the morning, you want to cleanse your face and do a light exfoliation. Now, you mentioned our Pure Attitude line. There you've got a two-in-one system that's a cleanser and exfoliating in one. It's gentle enough to be used every day. So you want to look for a product that will cleanse and exfoliate the skin. I prefer a physical exfoliation in the morning versus a chemical, because those chemicals can later on interfere with the makeup. So you want to cleanse and exfoliate, get rid of the dead skin cells. You want to get a more radiant look out of it. And really what it's going to do is it's going to prepare your skin for the next step, because those dead skin cells are actually going to block some of the product from getting in, because a goal of skincare is to get to the lower layers of the skin, get deep within the skin, so then they can perform. Now let's talk about step two, because now that you've exfoliated and prepared the skin, step two is very important. This is where you want to use a treatment or a serum. These are targeted solutions you see on the shelf. There are many different serums. So the question is, what benefits you're looking for? Are you looking for a skin lightener? Are you looking for something to oxygenate the skin, something to increase hydration, something that's a powerful antioxidant or powerful peptide technology to get rid of wrinkles? This is the time you want to use it before you use a moisturizer. A couple drops, massage over your skin, and it's going absorb very quickly. Then follow with the moisturizer. A lot of women make the mistake and put the moisturizer on before. Moisturizers contain emollients that can actually interfere with the absorption of those serums. So again, you cleanse, then you use your treatment and serum, then you follow with your moisturizer. It's very important to always use a moisturizer. A lot of people think, geez, I live in a humid climate, or my skin, I have oily skin, I don't need it. Oil is not moisture, so you must use a moisturizer. It's going to help hydrate the skin. It's going to help balance out the skin moisture, and if it's formulated properly, it'll reset the pH, because everybody's pH is actually acidic. And if it balances it correctly, your skin produces enzymes, it'll repair itself, and you'll have healthy skin very quickly. And the last step in the morning is then follow with your eye cream. So just dab it around your eyes. Your eyes are very sensitive. You have a gentle skin, thinner skin around the eyes. So you want to use an eye product, not your moisturizer around the eyes. So that's the simple way of doing a morning regimen. Of course, you ladies have all the additional makeup, but those are the key critical order of which it should be used to get the optimum benefits out of it.
Now, one of the things that you didn't mention is toner, which I know how you feel about it. For people new to the show, David, fill us in or remind our regular listeners about your opinion. Because for years I heard you have to buy a toner. I never did. I didn't want to spend the money. So now you made me feel so much better.
You know, toners to me are a trick of the industry. If a product is formulated correctly, most traditional skincare products actually have a higher pH of maybe 6 or 7. It's easier to produce, easier to stabilize. Your skin, though, is actually acidic, 4.5 to 5.4, and everybody's is different. So what our industry said was, cleanse your face and then use a toner to get rid of any residue left on your skin and reset the pH. Well, if the product's properly formulated, you don't need to reset the pH. Number two, the cleanser should have removed any residue. So the only reason you're using a toner is because the cleanser didn't work. So quit wasting money, quit wasting time on a step that's not needed. Get a product that's effective, a cleanser that works, and products that match or optimize your skin pH. And so that's take a look at the ingredient labels, take a look at the claims the company makes, and make sure that it works synergistically with your skin system.
That's right. And of course, you also want to avoid some of the, you know, dangerous chemicals in them. And if you can just quickly just tell us a few for people who, again, who are new to the show or just need a refresher.
You know, when we talk about traditional products disrupting your skin pH, you also want to make sure a product doesn't contain parabens. You want to make sure it doesn't contain any PEG, P-E-G, or glycols, anything ending in ETH, like your laureth sulfates, etc. Those are known carcinogens. You want to avoid synthetic fragrance, synthetic dyes. We could go on and on with them, but that's just a quick list to go over. And then I want to share with you a nighttime routine in just a second.
Yeah. I was about to bring that up. I was going to say, so what makes a nighttime routine different, David, than the, because I, you know what?
I've been doing
the day, what you said to do in the day or in the morning, I've been doing that at night too. So obviously I'm missing something. So I'm excited.
You are. I'm going to tell you, when you cleanse your skin at night, the one thing I want to make sure you're doing is removing your makeup. While that sounds simple, a lot of ladies I know say to me, well, it's no big deal. I'll remove it when I cleanse in the morning. What's the difference? Well, makeup contains so many things that can clog pores. When you clog your pores, you can create adult acne. You can actually create larger pore size because of it. So you want to cleanse and remove the makeup that can irritate the skin. So cleanse and remove makeup to me is step one. Remove everything from the day, the dirt and impurities, remove your makeup and have clean, clean skin. Next, use a mask or exfoliator a couple times a week. While we might use a light one in the morning, this is the time to use a clay mask. This is the time to use a hydrating mask. This is the time to use a heavier exfoliator. Maybe you use a chemical exfoliator. This is the time to do it right after you've cleansed your face and before you go to bed, because it allows your skin to repair overnight before you put on makeup again the next morning. Next, follow with the serum, because as we talked about treatments before, the serum now is, your skin is prepared, so it'll absorb the serum very quickly, and this is the time to use the harsher serums. So in the morning, we may use some antioxidants, some anti-aging, some collagen building. At night are the heavier treatments. Maybe it's an enzyme peel like our wild durian and some of the others like that.
Well, I absolutely love masks. Are you creating one, by the way, or do you have one and I missed it? Because if you don't, please make one, because I love a good mask.
You haven't missed it. We constantly are developing in the lab, and then we have all kinds of clinical studies done before we release it. So bottom line, we're going to run out of time. I'm going to tell you we will have one soon. But after you use the serum,
yay,
use your moisturizer or a night cream. Use something to heavy moisturize and nourish the skin, and follow with your eye cream. Again, even though you've used it in the morning, your eye area is thinner skin, gentle, so you want to make sure to moisturize it. So at night, you're going to cleanse, remove makeup, use your treatments, your exfoliators, your masks, then with your clean skin, follow with your moisturizer, your night cream, and then your eye cream. Using this in this order will get the maximum benefits out of your products. This way, nothing interferes, and they work synergistically together. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.